Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
08401.
It was 08401?
Yes.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Evelyn Spinks.
Thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address for me, please?
109 South Dover Avenue, Atlantic City.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that for me one more time, ma'am?
109 South Dover Avenue, Atlantic City.
Thank you. And I see that you ordered the KitchenAid on April 27th, paying $7.95 to enter the sweepstakes.
What was it?
A KitchenAid.
I was supposed to have gotten that 7 days later.
Okay, well, this was a sweepstakes entry where you had to pay the $7.95 to enter,
no,
and then the terms and conditions.
Not $7.95.
No, ma'am. You paid $7.95 on April 27th to enter the sweepstakes entry for the KitchenAid. And in the terms and conditions, it stated that within the next 48 hours, you would be billed $56.95. And that buys you a $125 voucher monthly to the online discount shopping store.
Oh, no, 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 no. Uh-uh, nothing like that. Absolutely nothing like that. It was a Walmart giveaway for $2 for a KitchenAid mixer.
Hey, ma'am, well, I do apologize for the misunderstanding.
Okay.
Okay.
So what's being done about it?
What do you mean, ma'am?
You're telling me that I was charged more than the $2 that I signed up for a mixer that I never received, and now I'm subscribed.
Well, it was a sweepstakes entry. You have a chance of winning.
Oh, no, 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 no. That is false information. I want nothing to do with this, and my credit card better not be billed.
Okay, ma'am, where you were already billed. Now, what I can go ahead and do for you is issue you a 35% refund, and this will cancel the account. And this will cancel the account to prevent all future charges.
You better erase all those charges from my account. I did not sign up for that. This is false.
Okay, ma'am, well, the best that I could do with you agreeing to the terms and conditions is a 50% refund, and you should see that back into the account within 3 to 5 business days. This also cancels the account to prevent all future charges, and just give me one moment, and I'll provide you with that cancellation number.
And what is your name?
My name is Secret.
Secret, as in you didn't answer the phone at all?
I'm sorry? Ma'am, that is Secret is my real name.
Okay. How about if you give me that number?
Bear with me one moment. Okay, that cancellation number is C, as in Charlie, 2599, 64. 653. Is there anything else I could do for you?
I think you can 100% refund my money, or there's going to be a problem here.
Well, ma'am, with your agreement to the terms and conditions, 50% is the best that I could do.
This is nothing but a scam, and you're a part of it.
I do apologize for the misunderstanding, ma'am.
There is no misunderstanding. I know what I saw. I know what I read.
Well, it was all stated in the terms and conditions that you did agree to.
What's the name of your company? What is the name of your company?
Consumer Gadgets.
Silver Gadgets?
Consumer.
And where are you located?
I am located in North Carolina.
What town in Carolina?
I cannot give out that information, ma'am. Is there anything else I could do for you?
Oh, why? You're charging my credit card and you can't give out that information?
No, ma'am, due to security purposes.
What security? I have no security against you.
Ma'am, I'm located in North Carolina. I cannot tell you what city.
Well, this isn't the last you're going to hear from me. I can guarantee you that. And you're a part of this scam.
Okay, and thank you for calling customer support.